This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. 3 days after Texas entirely defunded that state's number one abortion provider, health authorities raided Planned Parenthood offices and served subpoenas on 5 affiliates of the abortion giant. While Planned Parenthood decried the move as a means of depriving health care for thousands of clients, state officials have already made the case that there are hundreds of federal health clinics, most of which are more publicly accessible than Planned Parenthood. At least some documents are being sought in relation to allegations of misspending Medicaid funds. Satire e-publisher The Onion is being roasted even by its abortion-friendly followers for treading into the Planned Parenthood scandal. Their satire said the abortion giant had enough cash from organ sales to keep going despite state efforts to cut funding. This is Life News Radio.
Women, aren't you tired of hearing that you need to change who you are in order to be amazing? We are. We want to acknowledge all that you do, both the things that are seen and the many acts of service that go unnoticed. We also want to acknowledge not only the things you do, but the person you are, because you are, quite simply, amazing. Thanks. Lighting the way to a culture of life. TheGuidingStarProject.com.
Paul Ryan has enough votes to become Speaker of the U.S. House. As a condition of accepting the job, Ryan has succeeded in getting support of 3 factions among House GOP ranks. And abortion-friendly radicals seeking to wipe out Ireland's 8th Amendment that protects women and babies from abortion now say their ad featuring Liam Neeson was not a jab at the Catholic Church. This comes despite about 4 references to the Catholic roots the ad attacked. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.